Okay, today is Daf Chaf Aleph of Masechta Zevachim. We're on Chaf Amud Beis. I don't know, 10, 15 lines from the bottom. Closer to 10, I guess. Ibay Elohu. The following question was raised. Now, every morning, every Kohen has to wash his hands and feet. Mr. Freud.
Morning.
The Yartzeit today?
What?
The Yartzeit today?
No.
Oh, sorry. Okay, fine.
No,
Morty Shabbos. Oh, okay, fine. So, Ibay Elohu.
You have to do it because...
Tuma. So every morning, again, every morning we have to light the every morning light. Every morning the kohen has to wash their hands and feet. What if a kohen became tuma? What if a kohen's hands became tuma? Kohen's hands became a little tuma de rabbanon. With the rest, you can't part of your body become tuma and part of your body not become tuma. It happens. Somehow it happens. Now, and he's going to put his hands in the mikvah to be matired then. Does he have to wash his hands again? Or does the washing in the morning stay? Or does it get bottled by becoming tummy? That's the question. Iboy Elohu. Tuma, mahu shetoil l'kida shedayim v'raglayim. How does that help? How does that, tell me, help? Does it pasel your washing of your hands, which you did in the morning? In Tim Salomar, Yitzilo Pasla, going out of the Beit HaMikdash. That doesn't pasul your washing in the morning. You know why? Because the Gavra Chazi can go right back in. Aval Hacha, but over here, the Gavra Lo Chazi, without doing an act, you cannot do the Avoda anymore because your hands are Tamei. Therefore, Asuche Mesach Daite. Therefore, your Mesiach Das. And if your Mesiach Das, the washing in the morning is over. O Dilma, or maybe, Kivan Dahada Chazi, since you can be told by your hands, Dakle, you're going to be careful about it, Velo Mesiach Daite. And you're not going to have any Hesach Das. Okay? Those are the two sides of the topic. Everyone got that? So the question is the comparison of Brisa. Tashma, Kidesh Yada Viraglov Vinitmu. If you wash your hands and feet in the morning, like every morning, and somehow your hands became Tameh, Magbilin, you put your hands in the mikvah, the Ein Tzarich L'Kadesh. You don't have to do the washing of your hands again. Black, King of a black eye for that. So the question is, no. That wasn't our question. Our question was that if your hands became tummy. Know that, Brisa. My question, Nitma kol gufo. The whole body, you became tummy. Okay? Kol gufo. So we can tell like this. You're home?
What's the question?
The question is if you became tummy.
Yeah, I said this. Well, the question is if your whole body became tummy.
Right.
You can't just do a little washing with your hands.
No, you can go to the mikvah now. And do you have to wash your hands again?
No one's washing before after.
That's what maybe you're holding in Kippur to wash your hands before you go to the mikvah. Those mikvahs were required. You gotta get tummy. They discussed how did he become tummy? Right?
Yeah, that was saying it's holdover.
You had that happen.
Once the holdover is coming, there's a different status.
What? Right. So first of all, listen to this. Kol gufo, typically, kivan deboi lemevad harif shemesh. Since you have to wait till harif shemesh, asuche mezach daite, of course you have hesach hadas. The whole day. Right. So the Gemara says, well, kivan de itme samach l'shkia zachama. If you became tummy 5 minutes before shkia. So in 5 minutes you're going to go to the mikvah. In 5 minutes it's going to be over. It's such a hesach hadas. Strange case. The Rambam actually brings another case. He says you ate something tuma. So maybe you don't have to even wait for Harif Shemesh. Whatever. So let's try again. Tashma. Para Aduma. Right? Everything about the Para Aduma was done on Har HaZeisim, which the Gemara calls Har HaMishcha. It was done on the other side of the Kidron Valley. In Har Bayis, Kidron Valley, and Har HaZeisim, right? There's a cemetery there.
also a Jewish community there that built one, right?
Baruch Hashem,
exactly. I was there. That's how it's got. I take you there. On Har Hazeisim. There's
on,
a.
Exactly, on top.
On top. It's amazing. Anyway, that's where the whole Paraduma process was done. So listen to this. Para, B'chir Barab Yosef Omar, Mikadesh B'kli Shareis Bifnim. Now, people that were involved. People that were involved, all the Kahanim involved with the Paraduma process, had to wash their hands and feet, according to Yosef Rav Chia, in the Beit HaMikdash. They would wash their hands and feet in the Beit HaMikdash, take a road trip down to Har, up wherever Har Hazeisim, shech the Paraduma there, right? Okay? Now, the Yotze, he's leaving. Where's he going? He's going to Har Hazeisim. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Afilu Bachutz. Nah, you can even wash your hands outside the Beit HaMikdash. Not only that, the Afilu B'Kli Chol, even it doesn't have to be Kli Kodesh. It doesn't be any cup. Right? Afilu B'Mekeda Shacheres. Even if it's made out of, what's a Mekeda? A Kli. A Kli Cheres, which cannot even be used for a Kli Sharei. Doesn't make a difference. And what's our question? V'hapara, paraduma, dimetuye matmina lay. The paraduma makes you tame. It makes you tame, or we make you tame. Ditnan mitamin haya kohen asorif as a para. They used to make the kohen who burned the para. They used to make him tame. Why did they make him tame? Umagbilin also. Then they put him in a mikvah. Lahotzi miliban shel tzedukim, to prove the tzedukim wrong, shehayu omrim, the tzedukim said, b'ma'aruvei shemesh hoithanatis, that the paraduma process can only be done with somebody who has hair of shemesh. In other words, someone completely tahor. That's not the halacha. The halacha is, even a tful yom is okay. We purposely make somebody into a tful yom, just to show the tzedukim that they're wrong. So we make the guy, this is what happened. He washed his hands, we made him tame. Put him in the mikvah, now he's a tzvul yom. Right? Shma mina, lo pasul batumah. That is to wash his hands again.
What type of tumah are you talking about?
We're going to get to that in a minute. I just want to finish the question, answer, then we'll get back and discuss it. Shma mina, lo pasul batumah. Right? So what do you see from here? It doesn't say anywhere. But this guy, who we made tame, to prove the tzedukim wrong, and we threw him in the mikvah, and he has to wash his hands again? Doesn't say that anywhere. What do you see? That if you become tamei, and we go to the mikvah, you don't have to wash your hands and feet again. You don't have to. Right? So the Gemara says, no, shiny para. Para is different. You know why? Hoel the tful yom, lo pasul ba. Well, since he doesn't become pasul as a tful yom, everyone else does become possible as a tful yom. Since he doesn't become possible as a tful yom, no kohen is allowed to do avodah when he's a tful yom. Who is allowed to do avodah when he's a tful yom? Only paraduma. So all the rules are different. Who said that if this would be a regular avodah, he would not have to wash his hands and feet again. Right? Right, so the Karen already explained. We've been saying all along that the issue was one of Hesach Hadas. So what does Hesach Hadas have to do with this? It doesn't do Hesach Hadas. Right? In other words, why, just because of the fact that it's full yom is kosher to do avoda, to do paraduma, right? Leave that question alone. Okay. Stop here for a few minutes. Marcel asked, what kind of tumah did they make this guy tame with? First of all, I was saying it was only one day tumah. But the Rambam says, the Mishnah says in Parah, Parah Gimel, that the Zakenim would somehow be so make their hands on his head, somehow get some tumah out of that. They make him tame somehow. I'm not even sure what this means. They would say that the Kohen Gadol has to go be Tovel. In other words, the Kohen has to be Tovel. In other words, somehow they made him tamei. So the Rosh, the Rav says that the tumah was tumas dirabanan. It was a tumas dirabanan. Why? Because they were not going to make such a zilzal in the paraduma to make him tamei doraita. Right. It's the Tosfos Yontif. If we're making him tamei with a Tuma de Rabbanon, to do Gemara and impressed with that. It'll hold from Tuma de Rabbanon. So how is that being showing them that they're wrong? According to them, this guy's not even tamei. So how are we showing them that he's wrong? That they're wrong? Tosfos Yontif answers, we're showing us that the Tzedukim are wrong. We don't care about the Tzedukim, we care about us. We have to do process to prove Tzedukim wrong? No, it's to show us that we don't hold like the Tzedukim. We don't care what the Tzedukim says. It's all for us. So you have the boys and the young people and the old people. What's that luck over here? Hey, but the Tzedukim, I don't care about the Tzedukim. The Tzedukim don't hold us as a problem. That's right. They don't hold us as a problem. We don't care about the Tzedukim. We care about us. And we want to tell you this is the halacha. A tful yom is absolutely mutter. The rice is rabbanon. What's the difference? So not to make such a terrible zilzul, they'd use a tumah de rabbanon. Okay, that's the Tosfos Yontif's answer. The Rambam and the Meiri hold that they use a tumah sheret, which is tumah d'oraita, the one day tumah, right? Okay. Okay, very good. Now, Mishnah Achrona asks a fascinating question. He says, but aren't the Tzedukim more machmir? Tzedukim more machmir. They don't allow Tzvul Yom. So what's wrong with being machmir to follow the Tzedukim? If the rule, it's a chumrah. Shas is full of chumras. So let's follow the Tzedukim. After all, they're more machmir. If they're more makel, I understand. We don't want to be more makel because we're not mekilim. But to be more machmir to follow the Tzedukim? Why not? What's wrong with that? What do you think of that question? Interesting question. Right?
There is nobody who's
right.
Who's Tahar, so they're making it
the hard one. So the Mishnah gives a similar answer. He says, we're only machmir with people that are in the game. If someone's in the game and they want to be machmir, that's great. So do give a machmir. That doesn't impress us with machmir for them. You have to be in the game. Then we'll be machmir. Right? You're one of the gedolim. You're one of the people of a besora. And you have come with a chumrah. We'll hold that from that chumrah. That guy in the street said to be machmir. We're going to listen to him. Duke is not even religious. We're going to listen to them. I'm going to listen to them.
Yeah. Don't we always say
umar
is more
kashrut
to go the cruel way? That's the right way.
Well,
cost
that
tears
other.
Yeah.
The story he brings down, the story that Rav Tarfon from Paskin like Bishamai. Now Bishamai is, of course, in the game. He's in the game, it's Bishamai. But the problem is that the halacha was kavua, not like Bishamai. So you're going to go ahead and be machmer? You're putting yourself into a takana. Similar idea. Okay. Very good. Next. Okay, here we go. Now. Just one more, finish up one more question. Ihachi, if the whole, if all the rules of Paraduma are different, and what? The reason he doesn't have to wash his hands again is because he's a Tzvul Yom, and anyway, the whole rule, no other Kohen can work as a Tzvul Yom, but he can. So Ihachi, Lamali Demakadish. Why is he washing his hands at all? Why do you even bother with that? The older rules are different anyway. They're making him into a Tzvul Yom. So they went, well, Ke'en Avod of Enoch. We do as best we can. We do as much Avod that we... It's similar. We want to make it similar to Avod as much as possible. Every corner in the morning washes their hands, you wash them too. It's going to become bottled later. So later it becomes bottled. Right? But right now, do the best you can right now. Therefore, you wash his hands. Okay? Iboyelahu. Another question. Ma'al l'kadesh yadav raglav b'kiyar. Listen to this. Instead of turning on the faucet to wash your hands and feet with the kiyar, what if you stick your hands and feet into the kiyar? Is that good? Good. So the Gemara is not going to answer this question. Mimenu amarachmana. The Torah says mimenu, from it. Velo besocho. Not inside it. You wash from it. Meaning, pour it on you. Not in it. O dilma, afil besocho. Or maybe even in it. Right? The Rambam happens to paskin that you should do it, but the other doesn't make you puzzle. Right? Amr of Nacham is a Toshma. Let's try to bring a riot. It says like this. Osha Taval B'mei Ma'ara. If somebody went to the mikvah in a well, V'avad Avodaso Psula. And he did the Avod, it's possible. Why? He didn't wash his hands. Well, let's try to bring a deal. Ha Mekir. But if it was Mekir, Dumya D'mei Ma'ara. Similar to a Mei Ma'ara. So in other words, you used the Kiyar, but you didn't wash from it. You put your hands in it. Like a similar, like you did to a mikvah, to a bar, it would be good. Right? It would be good. So the Gemara says, no. Well, don't make that diak. Mei ma'ar itzrichale. We purposely picked a cave. Why? So Torah, someone shouldn't say, well, kol gufo tovo ben, you're at the right level kolski. I went to the mikvah. I got to wash my hands now? The answer is yes. Just because you went to the mikvah, it doesn't mean your hands got wet. 100%. Great. He still up to the din of washing hands in the morning.
What if he does from the same well where they take the water from for the cure?
So that could be, that might work. That might work, but if you washed your hands, right? Not that you stuck your hands in. That might work, right? Okay. You know, yesterday we were talking about what kind of status is the cure. So in the Torah, when the entire Mishkan is divided up, who's carrying it? The Gershon Kahatsa Merari. Nobody, the kiyar is never mentioned. Who carried it? One of my questions no one has an answer for. Who carried the kiyar? All the kelim are listed, right? The mishkan, the beam, everything. Kiyar is not mentioned.
What should be
Murari?
It doesn't hold any
kedusha. It doesn't have any kedusha?
Does it?
I don't know. It's like one of these trivia questions.
Well, maybe I'll just, it's not even. But
it's one of the kelim listed in Parshas Truma. There, because we think it's not made out of gold, so we better maybe think it's less.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know the answer. I'm sure someone does.
It's not voted out
of
it.
It's a hasher of voda.
Exactly.
Right. Okay. I gave that little tangent because tomorrow now is brutal. Okay. Ready?
Thank you.
Yeah. Very hard. Okay, ready? Here we go. We're going to start off with a three-way machloket. Every night, we said every night, they used to submerge the kiyar into a mikvah. If they didn't do that, then the water inside the kiyar would become puffle because it sat overnight. So they would submerge it in a mikvah to save the water. And then every morning, that water's been sitting in the mikvah all night. So it's not here. So I was thinking about what you guys said. It could be that it did exist, and then only the machine was made. He made it easier. So it could be they always did it. But this guy came along and made a pulley. Before the pulley, they had to schlep it. That could be. Okay. Amr Chiyabar Yosef. May Kiyar, the water in the Kiyar, Nifsalim lematirin kimatirin. Let's say you don't submerge it. So, matirin are avodas that matir you to eat. For example, dam and komet, these types of things. So, when does the water inside the kiyar become possible to do avodas like sprinkling dam and Koma? That water becomes puzzle whenever the avoda becomes puzzle. In other words, if the avoda becomes puzzle at Shkia or Tseit, but I think it's Shkia, the water becomes puzzle at Shkia. Okay? The Masifta asks the following question. I didn't look at article asked this question. The question is, what's the difference? You can't do these avodas at night anyway. So who cares? It's a difference. Can't do the avodah night anyway. Right? The next one's going to be relevant. But this one, who cares? He said like this. Ah, sha'asha balayla. Balav hachi. Eni yachalav avodah matirin. Forget the water. You can't do the avodah anyway at night. Forget if you have water available to wash your hands. It's irrelevant. No matter what, you can't do the avodah at night. You can't sprinkle down at night. The MK. I'm sorry.
But it's said before, so you don't have to spill out the water at night.
That was saying, what point of the day or night does the water become puzzled? It becomes puzzled whenever the avodah can't be done. Oh, so they would submerge it in the mikveh to save the water. Why should they? Why should they waste it? Why should they waste it? Why should they waste it? So, right, why should they waste it? That's what the deal is, it became possible to chat overnight. Now, mikveh water doesn't become possible overnight, it's a mikveh. So they submerge it into the mikveh to save the water. What? Can you use what? No, it doesn't make a difference if it's covered. It doesn't make a difference if it's no way righteous water. It doesn't make it a separate thing. It doesn't make a difference if it's covered or not, it can't be used. When can it be used? So it says, well, it depends. If it's for matirin, then whenever the matirin become not doable, the water becomes puzzle. When is that shkia? It's like I'm reading over here. Manak. MK. Yeah, make it of water.
What about, but they burn the murim at night, don't they?
We're going to get to that. It's the next one, 2 lines in the Gemara.
Okay.
Thank you. MK. 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 My nafkamina bazaar. What's the difference? What's the difference? You can't even be able to do it anyway. This is the answer. Someone says, make sense. We call makom as hamayim loha yunifsal and klal rakba lo tashachar. The question is, does the water become possible at dawn? Hayil yachol la shako kodem lo tashachar. Then you can submerge it at dawn. In other words, what he's saying is like this. When did the water become possible? If it's from atirin, it became possible at Shkia. So let's say it became possible at Shkia. It's now the winter, so Shkia is 4:30. Say 5:30. 7 o'clock, the coin says, oh my goodness, we forgot to submerge the kiosk. Can we submerge it now? The answer is no, it's too late. Why is it too late? Because it's already Shkia. You can't do the time now, you can't submerge it now. That's the difference. But the next two words might save us. Why? Elei varim kei varim. If it's things that can be done the whole night, like burning fat, a varim, right? Then the water becomes possible when you're not allowed to do that. When's that? Dawn. The whole night you can do this. So 11 o'clock at night, Cohen wakes up. Oof, I'm here now. It's my duty. I'm on duty now. Right, go wash your hands. Yeah, but it's 11 o'clock at night. So what? No problem. The water's still good. Why is the water still good? Because they got stuff to do now. That's of Yosef Ruchia. Okay? Ruchista Omar, Ruchista says, Aflamatirin ain't if Salad Alamodashaka Kevarin. Nah, never becomes puzzle. Except even if it's from a tirin, when does the water become puzzle? At dawn. The fact that you can't do matirin now doesn't puzzle the water. Not at all. So far, so good?
Yeah, but the Yal Sashachar already started another avodah.
What?
You start already Tumas Hadeshim.
We're going to get to that in a few minutes. What? The difference would be, let's say there are no Avarim. Let's say it's the middle of the summer. And you have till 8 o'clock. It was a slow day. You're done with everything. There's nothing more to do. Right? Nothing more to do. You're done with everything. Now it's 10 o'clock at night. Now, is the water possible? According to the first mandamer, yes. According to the chista, no, it's not. Still not. That could be enough community. You're right. As long as they have a varim, the water's safe. Right? As long as they have a varim, the water's safe. Yes,
why not? So there are no varim. It's clearly that concept
Right, so no matter what are they arguing about, you always have till dawn. Maybe in theory, you're right. In the Chanami, you're right. You can see it on the base a little bit what they're arguing about. Rabbi Yochanan, now, Rabbi Yochanan is going to say something which really doesn't make much sense. Kiyar, the door. Kibun Shishaku, once you dunk it in the mikvah, Shuv Ein Ma'aleihu. You can't bring it out of the mikvah. In other words, let's say it's put into the mikvah. It's put into the mikvah. Why is it put into the mikvah? Because we want to save it. Then it's 10 o'clock at night, calling away till, ooh, I didn't wash my hands. I got to do some Eivarim now. Fine. Get the pulley. We'll pull the kiyar out. Now you can't do any of that. We'll pull the kiyar out. You'll wash it. They'll stick it back in. You can't do that. Once it's in, it's got to stay in until the morning. Okay? That's a Yochanan and Shita. It's not really addressing the other two issues. He thinks like different. Okay? Okay. Now, Limemra, do you mean to say the la'avodas laila nami lo chazi? Right? According to Rabbi Yochanan, can't do a, what about night avodas? You stuck? Right? You stuck? So the Gemara says, Bamar of Asi, Amar of Yochanan, Mishmei de Ilfa, Kiyar Shalosh Shaku Miba Erev, of a Kiyar that was not put into the mikvah at night, Mikadesh Mimenu Lavodas Halayla, you can use it for night duty, Ulumachar, and then in the morning, Eino Mikadesh. You don't have to wash your hands again. Why? Because you already washed them. Right? We see from here that according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's the same Rabbi Yochanan, the water only becomes usher, the water only becomes puzzle regarding day avodas, but regarding night avodas it doesn't become puzzle, right? So you got that question? So the Gemara answers, Umai einu ma'aleihu nami dekamar. No, when Rabbi Yochanan said that when you stick the kiyar into the mikvah, you can't bring it out again, this is what he meant. He meant, la'avodas hayom. You can't take it out for day avodas, because it's the night time. However, avol avodas halayla, chazi, but for night avodas, it's good. So what's Rabbi Yochanan saying? He's saying the exact same thing as Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef. That what? That the water becomes possible for night avodas, for day avodas, and doesn't become possible for night avodas. Ihachi, hainu Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef, it's the exact same shita as Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef, saying the exact same thing. So the Gemara says, Ikebenaihu, Gzeiras Shikua, Marcel's point. They're arguing about the idea of sticking the water into the mikvah. Okay? Let's try to read this Rashi. Top Rashi. Klomar. Ha da'okim, Ein ma'aleihu de Rabbi Yochanan. When Rabbi Yochanan said, if the kiyar is placed into the mikvah, don't pull it out. Mishum pasul avodas yom. Because why? Because the day avodas are done. Lo kizal gadai tachshi laila post ul avodas yom kirvchia. He doesn't agree with Rivchia. He argues on Rivchia. Not that the water becomes puzzled. Ella shema lo yachzev yishkeu. Maybe you forget to put it back in. V'nimtu omer hashachar post ul avodas machar. What's going to happen? All the water in the kiyar is going to become puzzled because dawn came. And it sat overnight. Ula olam, however, im shaku kodem alos amor hashachar, kosher. If it would be put in there before dawn, it would be fine. At 3 o'clock in the morning, somebody wakes up and says, hey, the kiyar, put it in right now. That's fine. Tahayinu delo naka Rabbi Yochanan lishna de psula. Rabbi Yochanan never used the word puzzle. What did he say? Ela lashan iser. Hala. You're not allowed to. Why? Shalom yigrimu lehen lipatzel. Don't forget and cause it to become possible. In other words, to give the kiddush lovach lisharet mitzvah l'shar mekishar kachim. This is a mitzvah to make sure you wash your hands like every other mitzvah. Umiu bahala lo mitzvah. Doesn't become possible by overnight. Ulekam and parachayim do chizun alay lo possible elam arashaka possible. We're going to ask the question on Rav Chizun in a minute. Rav Chiya lo after lo lahala so mishum gzera shikua. Rav Chiya doesn't have a gzera. Ella ba'alato nipsel miyad lavodas matir. Hilgach nagalash and nipsalos. In other words, what the Gemara is saying is, it seems to be that Rav Yochanan and Rav Chiya are saying the exact same shita. If it's for a matir, the water is no good. And if it's for a night avoda, the water is yet good. So Rashi explains, what they're arguing in is it a gzeira that the water should be fresh, or does it become possible automatically? That's what they're arguing about. Minat Torah, the water doesn't become possible. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the water doesn't become possible Minat Torah, right? The Chacham made a gzeira. The gzeira is Chacham. The Chacham made a gzeira. That's what you said. Who someone said that? The Chacham made a gzeira that all night the kiyar should be in a mikvah. Why? Because they want it to be in the mikvah. Don't pull it up at night, because maybe you'll forget. You won't put it back in. Right? Don't pull it up at night, because maybe you'll forget. You won't put it back in. And what's going to happen? You wake up in the morning, and nobody put it back in. It's going to become possible. But don't do that. Therefore, don't pull it out. Is it possible? Of course not possible. It's a zera d'rabbanan. Maybe it's about the mikdash. Right? According to Priya, the water becomes possible at night. It's not there, it's possible. Right? Therefore, putting it in the mikvah is not zero. It's to save the water. Right? And if you do take it out at night, you possible the water. Therefore, Priya uses the lotion of possible. So they have the same result, but for different reasons. Okay? Aye, Bar Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan said, "Kiddush Yadav l'Trumas Adachshen l'Machar Ein Sarach l'Kaddish Shekvar Kiddush Mitzchila Azvavoda." Now, Rav Yochanan made a statement that said, "If you wash your hands, Marcel, you asked this question also. Marcel, you're on the ball. This is the second time doing it." Now, Bar Rav Yochanan, "Kiddush Yadav l'Trumas Adachshen." If somebody washes his hands very early in the morning to do Trumas Adachshen l'Machar, then when the morning comes, 2 hours later, Ain Sarach Lakadesh. You don't have to wash your hands again. Shekvar Kidesh Mitzchilas Avoda. Because you already washed your hands. Now, yesterday we had a machlokas in Abaye and Rava. Bishlom al Rava. This makes sense according to Rava, Demukim, Lehahi, that the issue of Trumas Hadeshen we held like Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon. Right? That we hold like Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon, who said that there's never possible. When dawn comes, this issue, this three-way machlokes, kirevi, goes like Rebbe. That the water becomes, look at Rashi, the Rashi is, Ha, the Amar Rabbi Yochanan Le'el, Ein Ma'aleyu, I'm the first wide line, Kerebi Amra, like Rebbe, the Amra who said, Linem O'Elis Pekiddush, that the water, that leaving overnight, possels, Bekoshkein B'nei Akia, and every morning, and certainly the water in the Kia becomes possel. Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan here says, you gotta stick it in the mikvah. El Abaya, but according to Abaya yesterday, the Mukim La, Kerebi, who said both cases were like Rebbe, Kasha, the Rebbe, Adi Rebbe, then it doesn't make any sense. Why would Rabbi Yochanan say that if you wash your hands in the morning, you don't have to wash them again? According to Rebbe, you do. Maishna Hazam, the Meshakale, Umaishna Hacha, the Lo Meshakale. Hakam, by the three of Machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan required you to dunk in the mikvah, and here he doesn't. When I say dunk, I mean the kiyar. So the Gemara says, the answer is, the salik lay, the hadar meshakalay. No, you took it out of the mikvah, but you put it back in. Therefore, it's okay. Ihachi, if that's true, lamachar ena makadesh amai. Then in the morning, why don't you have to wash your hands again? So the Gemara answers, ein tzarach lakadesh. You don't have to wash your hands again. Okay? That was extremely hard. I read it in 2 minutes. It's very hard, that piece. It took me an hour to figure it out. I said it over, and I'm not sure I understand it. So you go through it very carefully. Yesterday we had a machlokas in Abaye and Rava. We have two statements of Rabbi Yochanan. One statement says that if the water of the kiyar was taken out of the mikvah, it ruins the water. And one member says it doesn't ruin the water. So according to Rava, I have a way to reconcile that. Different Tanayim. Rabbi Yochanan holds a different tanayim and different issues. But according to Abaya,
it's all said by one Tana, how are you reconciling this? So the Gemara answers, according to Abaye, you can reconcile it with that you're allowed to return the kiyar to the mikvah. If you're allowed to return the kiyar to the mikvah, why do we say in Mekadesh? It means you don't have to be Mekadesh. If you want to, you can. Ihachi Lememra Dilamatir Mikvah Chazi Hanadur of Chista. So again, it's the same question. Now Rabbi Yochanan holds exactly like a chista, but the whole night the water is good. Mitzvah shikua. The same answer we said before. Is it why do you have to put the kiyar in the mikvah? Is it exeret derabanan? Is it to save you from psul? And I apologize. The Gemara was very, very hard. It again, just reviewing it slowly and carefully, less than 40 minutes, will probably help. Okay. Now. Meisvei, now the Gemara is easy, take 2 minutes now. Meisvei, we have a Mishnah in Tumid that says like this. In the morning, when they wake up in the morning, they would start doing the avodas. So Meisvei, Loha Yeroen also, there's this Kohen running around on the base of Mikdash, the first one getting ready to get the day going. Nobody could see him. Why? Because it was dark. Velo Shomen is Kolo, they couldn't hear him. Ad, Shomen, Kol Shel Eight, until they heard the pulley. Sha'asa Ben Katin, Mukhni Lakiyah. They heard the pulley going, and they realized, oh, it's starting to get dawn. It starts to get ready now. He's going to go wash his hands and feet. He's going to start now with the Trumas Hadeshim. Tehein Omrim, Higia Eis, Kiddush Adayim, Verglai, Menakia. Now, from the fact that there's a pulley, my lav, the Mesalik lay, obviously, he's pulling the pulley out, Alma, Meshakale, obviously, the water was in the mikvah, right? The Gemara says, "Law, not necessarily true." The Meshakale. What?
What's the question?
Yeah, because Rav Chitz said there's no mitzvah to put the kiyar in the water. Obviously, it was done. So the Gemara. What? Right. The Gemara says, "Law, no, it's a Meshakale." In other words, it was the noise of putting the kiyar into the bar. Why? Because as we said, according to them, all you had to do was put the kiyar into the water before dawn. So they lower it in before dawn, pull it right out. There you go. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Ede meshakale mi mishtam akale? How are you going to hear that noise? So the Gemara says, what kind of question is that? The meshakale begilgala, you're going to hear the noise of the wheel. Lishnachwina, the Meshakale Bukumarte. Again, similar I think. You can hear the noise of the wheel. You can hear that noise. Akihe de Lamashtavekole, Veleshme Velete. Once they hear that noise of the kiyar being dropped into the mikvah shortly before dawn, everybody's gonna know, oh, they just put the kiyar in, they're gonna take it out now in 2 minutes. It's time to get up and start getting the day going. So the Gemara says, Vahabi Gvine Kruz. But wasn't there a guy named Gvini? I mean, the first guy was named Gvini, so he got the name, right? Gvini. And he was the one who would wake up everybody and cry out and call out, hey, everyone, get up, it's time to start the avodah. So Gemara says, yeah, Beitre Hekeri Havi Avdi. There were two ways to get people up. The Shama Me'ahasi, the Shama Hayasi. Some people heard the kiyar, some people heard the crier, and everybody would get up. Okay, like I said, that Gemara, this Gemara on our days over here, those top 10 lines are challenging. Gotta do them again, because make sure we understand it, okay? And we will resume tomorrow. Everybody have a good day.